for the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development. Before we begin this afternoon's negotiation, I give the floor to the Secretary to make an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Bureau will meet with representatives of major groups immediately following the adjournment of this afternoon's meeting in this chamber. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Distinguished delegates, I now invite the Preparatory Committee to continue the second reading on Section 1 and 2 of the zero draft of the outcome document. I hope delegations were able to consult among their respective groups on the comments received so far to Section 1 and 2 of the zero draft during the break. We will now proceed to hear your reactions to the comments made during the first reading of the compilation text. But first, I'd like to seek your guidance on how to proceed with our second reading in this afternoon. There may be two ways. First is, we can do the paragraph by paragraph reading like we did for the last two sessions in a more interactive manner, responding to comments and proposals by other groups and members. But this manner has a couple of problems. First, we may not be able to conclude before 6 o'clock. And secondly, the delegates may not have the full mandates, did not have enough time to communicate with from the capitals and each other. So in the interest of time, we can proceed with section by section. We have 24 paragraphs, so we can divide into three sections. So section one, the provision, the preamble section shall be dealt with comprehensively, and I'm going to divide the section two into two parts. First, the subsection A, B, and C will be discussed, and lastly, the subsection D of section 2 will be discussed. And I would like to seek your opinion. If there is any comments on this, I'll open the floor to you. Algeria, on behalf of Group of 77.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon, colleagues. If you allow me, Mr. Chair, before engaging in the substantive issues, we have some comments on the process and on the procedures. If you allow me, I will make it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, for the group, first of all, we have expressed that yesterday, and I'm so sorry to insist on that, that what we want in later stages is a compilation of our proposals, the amendments, the concrete language provided by delegations, and not a new version of the draft. There is another small comment in that in this draft we have a lot of general comments from some delegations. Probably if those delegations can translate that to concrete language, it will a little bit shorten the document from 30 pages to less than that, so it will be more concrete language, but it's up to those delegations to do that. But at this stage, what we want from the co-chairs is to provide delegations with the compilation of the concrete proposals and not co-chairs language. Because we had the opportunity to have your draft, we accepted it as basis, and now we started to work, and we need to give that you give us time to consult with our partners and try if we can a little bit make progress in this process. This is my first comment. The second comment is on the process, on the way forward. For the group of 77, this process is member state process, not capital driven process. This is a member state. We do recognize that capital, people from capital are here behind me, they are helping a lot, but We are as member states, as teams. We are not capital and New York based. This is a member state process, and it means that we cannot. It means that we are in favor of arranging informal meetings in between the meetings of March and probably the one that you are scheduling on at the end of April, because 3 weeks of negotiations are not going to be sufficient to conclude this process. We definitely need to meet and discuss informally on that. We have seen that you delayed the deadline of from 17 to 27. We thank you for that. That was the request of G77. We hope that by that date we will be ready to provide our language. And probably from that to 19 March we will have enough time if there is possibility of arranging informal meetings to a little bit make this process move forward. One last comment on the process is that for the G77, this process is led by a bureau and co-chair by Excellencies, Ambassadors of South Korea and Antigua Barbuda, and we are confident in your capabilities to lead this process, and we do not want any parallel processes out of the one established by the resolution 64236, which gave the PREPCOM and the bureau led by the co-chairs the responsibility of leading this process till June. Those are our comments on the process, on the substance. If there is no comment, I will get back to make my comments on the substance. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Before I give the floor to the next speaker, let me clarify that to me, the capital-driven process is identical with the member states-driven. I think there is no difference between the two. And I will have opportunity to explain to you about the schedule of way forward at the end of this meeting. Now I give the floor to the representative of European Union.
Thank you very much, co-chair, and good afternoon, colleagues. Thank you very much for sharing with you the ways in which this afternoon's meeting could be conducted. We believe that we have had a very extensive exchange of a very general nature up to now, and that we need to start working on the individual paragraphs in a little bit more detail. Therefore, from our point of view, we came here ready to discuss the document paragraph by paragraph. Having said that, I must admit that we only managed to do that up to paragraph 15. So I think that we could certainly make an attempt altogether to work on some of the paragraphs up to that, and I think we have ample material to discuss. I acknowledge that we might not finish the consideration of the whole document today, but still we might have a first impression on very important issues that could be discussed. Secondly, we have participated in the discussion and the construction of our compiled document with great interest so far, and we've seen that many of the documents contain proposals that are actually not contradictory but complementary or duplicating each other. Instead of trying to iron out in lengthy conversation among ourselves which of those would actually be better, we certainly are amenable to seeing proposals by the co-chairs for text that could bridge the gap or just try to synthesize something on those parts of the text, recognizing that there are parts of the text that are clearly contradictory opinions, and there we'll have to go into the next step of negotiations. Chair, we would concur with you that the process is neither New York driven nor capital driven, but it is member state driven, which means that one needs to give to member states and participants the opportunity to have both New York-based delegates and capital-based delegates to participate in the appropriate way. This is why we are fairly skeptical with regard to establishing a fully parallel process of informal-informals in between the sessions that have been established by decision of the General Assembly. We would not favor sort of a continuous flow of negotiation in between such in between our negotiation sessions. Certainly, we would like to understand better what it is that DG77 have in mind, or what you would envisage to do as a response to such requests before we formulate a final position with regard to any such attempts. Thank you.
The United States.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Firstly, I'd just like to reiterate that we really want the outcome of Rio Plus 20, our 2012 message on sustainable development, to have impact. We want to communicate something from this conference that really has meaning for the global community, which is why we've been engaging with a view to creating a much more concise text. This is very important to us, and we're going to continue to engage in order to create something that really has impact. I also want to underline something that we may not have made clear earlier. We feel that though still a bit too long, the zero draft was really an excellent basis for our discussions here, and I'd really like to thank you for all of your efforts. We've been pleased with the progress thus far at this short meeting. And on the subject at hand, I'd like to add my voice to my colleague representing the G77. We would also wish to see a compilation text moving forward. We find that that's a much more transparent way to make progress. So we would be in favor of the compilation version of a text. We are not, however, in favor of adding additional informal meetings. We do not want to see an ongoing process in New York. We agree that we are made up of teams from member states, and we purposely set up a process that fosters those teams and in which we could involve the entire teams that represent the member states. So we are strongly in favor of remaining with the discrete scheduled meetings we already have. We're happy to engage in more interactive discussions this afternoon, but I do want to note that, as I mentioned yesterday, there are a number of new text proposals, and we're not in a situation to be able to really engage in a way that, we don't have instructions on all of them yet, quite frankly, and so no response does not mean agreement at this stage, and we want to engage in a manner to be constructive, have a dialogue, have a conversation, absolutely weigh in and be interactive, but we'll need to reserve on all newly introduced language during this reading. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The representative of Canada.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I would like first to address the process issue. And I very much agree with you that capital and member states is the same. But for us, we've also organized teams, and it includes people coming from capital that represent Canada as the member state. And for that reason, we would not be supportive of a parallel process to what the preparatory committee has already established as the way to negotiate this outcome document. Now, with respect to the rest of the afternoon, while we have sent the new compilation document to our capital, and we still have not received instructions, and we do expect that it's going to take some time before we can address in a comprehensive manner the many additional text that has been proposed. This being said, we think it's really important to usefully take the time that is available to us this afternoon and start exchanging views on this, and we will be prepared to offer some very general reaction to some of the text that is proposed. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The representative of Switzerland.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We also concur with your view that we should make a difference between a member state-driven process or a New York or capital-based process. We certainly see this as one of the same thing, us representing our country positions, whether they're formed in capital or more through New York here, depends on each of the countries, I guess. And also, like others have said, we wouldn't be in favor of adding any informal meetings in between the schedule that we've agreed or the Bureau hopefully is soon going to finalize. And it's important that we know what these meetings are and that we can arrange ourselves and plan accordingly. In order to bring this forward at this stage, we would also favor a compilation text. We thank you very much for the offer of thinking about chair's text and trying to resolve some of the issues that have now already been added to the zero draft. We think that it's certainly going to be very important at a certain stage of the negotiations, but we have the feeling that right now we haven't had enough exchange amongst ourselves, and it's maybe a little bit early to already be presenting chair's text or compromise text from the chair side. With the compilation, we agree with the G77 that these general comments that have been reflected in the compilation text can probably be removed in a next version. For example, in the case of Switzerland, we've provided sort of the rationale for the textual changes that we have proposed, and they've been reflected in this compilation document, but it's actually not needed to bring this forward because we're making these points also from the floor, and I think it's not necessary to reflect them in the document. And lastly, on the way forward, we think the time would be most effectively used if we engage in a paragraph-by-paragraph discussion, because we want to learn a bit more about why certain of the things have been added, and then hear some more of the rationale and engage in advantages and disadvantages on these thoughts. Of course, we recognize that not all countries are in a position to have a final view on those things, but nevertheless, we're of the opinion that we can make some progress if we exchange in a paragraph-by-paragraph discussion. Doing it section-by-section doesn't seem very productive because there have a lot of things have come in, and it would be extremely complex to have the overview of a whole section and to be able to comment on all the things that have been brought to the table. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative of Australia.
Thank you, Chair. Australia has certainly noted with interest many of the very useful suggestions for changes to the text that have been put forward. And we're certainly happy to engage in constructive debate and dialogue, but on much of the new text we will probably still need to consult more widely with capital, and so we may need to reserve our position on new text. Thank you.
Next, the representative of Japan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Like other delegations, we do not have the clear instructions from my capital on the new text which made by the yesterday. So my delegation would like to reserve the right to make comments in the later stage, not in this session, although we are very happy to have a progress on this text as much as possible. Thank you.
Algeria, on behalf of Group of 77.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have two comments to make. First, on this informal that the G77 is asking to have. First of all, it's not a parallel process. This is the process, in fact. Everybody here agrees that it's a member state-driven, or as you qualified it yourself, member state or capital, it doesn't matter. This is the member states of the United Nations that are negotiating the document. It's up to us to decide how we can efficiently move forward. We do not believe that three weeks of negotiations are sufficient to produce a focused and very good outcome for this summit. This is why we are pushing in order to have much more meetings, in order to exchange our views and find solutions. We are not saying that we will meet tomorrow. you put that deadline of 27th February. It's enough time for everybody to work within groups, within delegations, produce something, and from 27th to 19th of March, we have enough time. If we would like, if we have the willingness to do something, we can do it. I'm not Obama. We can do it. We can have some informals during that period and make some progress. This is what we are asking in G77. And now, since everybody commented on the substance, I would like to make my comments too. Along with a lot of delegations within the room, we did not have enough time to go through the proposals that have been made yesterday and this morning. You can understand that G77 is a big group. It's 132 countries. We need much more time to consider that. Having said that, we in G77 are very constructive and positive. We do not want to lose the time we still have this afternoon. But what we can do now is to exchange views, to explain our visions, to ask our partners what is the rationale in order to help us decide on that. We can give them the rationale behind our proposals. Maybe it will help us when we will meet, I don't know, in early March or during the formal meeting you are going to have in 19 March. It's going to be more easy for all delegations to decide. But at this stage, we are not going to decide on any of the language there. We are just going to make comments, to exchange views, and to ask for partners for some explanations and rationale behind some of the proposals there. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any further comments on the procedures? Okay. I have opened the floor for your opinion, and there seems no clear consensus about the immediate way forward for this afternoon. So with the indulgence of some representatives who prefer to have the para-by-para proceedings, most of the delegations do not have further sophisticated mandate from the capitals. With your indulgence, I would prefer to proceed with the overall kind of presentation by members on the rationales and backgrounds about how they were able to reach this kind of amendment and revision. Any objection on this? Thank you very much. Then I will proceed with that manner. Then, as I have suggested, I'm going to divide our discussions roughly in three parts, but you can visit or revisit other actions. So we are in the freestyle, interactive style manner. We have finished, we have concluded the first paragraph, the reading. So we will be more broad-based in our 3 hours discussion in this afternoon. So I will open the floor for any comments and further background briefings, the explanation. The floor is yours. On the first, the preamble part to be focused. Representative of New Zealand, you have the floor.
Thank you, Co-Chair. We have just some general comments on the first section here. It seems to me that this is one of the more or slightly more straightforward parts of the document. I just want to say that at the outset that we thought the Co-Chair's draft was a pretty good basis for our discussions and didn't therefore put forward very many, a proposal on paragraph 4 in this section. I just wanted to say that I thought that the idea of Switzerland here to call this division was actually quite a positive one. It seems to me that we need to have this first section as being very simple and clear, and it actually saying what we're trying to achieve in the whole document, so that people can read this first part section and actually get the message about what Rio is all about. So, as I've said on a number of occasions, we just want to keep it simple as possible, and also to avoid some duplication. Now, having said that, I've had a bit of a look at the various paragraphs, and I think that some of the proposals in paragraph 1 and paragraph 2 overlap a bit. Paragraph 2, towards the end there, talks about striving for societies that are just, equitable and inclusive, etc. And some of the proposals in paragraph 1, the new language in paragraph 1, would actually add in that sort of language. And so we would say that it should be in one place, in one paragraph, not in both of them. And we appreciate that the second paragraph is more about the eradication of poverty. And the same with this language, future generations. We're happy to include something along those lines, but again, we don't necessarily need it in both paragraphs. We would like to support in paragraph 1 the G77 proposal in the middle of the paragraph that's talking about renewing our commitment to sustainable development. I think it would be very good to have the word sustainable development in paragraph 1. So basically, for those paragraphs, we think, keep it simple, basically, and avoid duplication. There are a number of further paragraphs, if I just briefly comment, that have been added in here. Some of the first part of 2bis talks about the integrated approach, and I think that's one of the themes going through this sort of idea of integration, coherence, and implementation. So some of that we can probably support, though not the whole of that paragraph. With regard to the two tier to two quad, these are all important issues, but we would like to avoid not having reaffirmation in this first part of, just a whole lot of reaffirmations. Seems to us that this could be moved further down into the next section. So keeping this paragraph really clear and focused on what we're trying to achieve at Rio. And we think in that regard that there probably needs to be something a bit clearer about the themes in this section. We commented before on paragraph 4 being a bit duplicative, and there are lots of amendments proposed here, so I can't. We just need to work through them all. But I would say also 4bis and 4tier would also be ones that may be able to be moved into the, and there's a bit of duplication on human rights, but moved into the next section. We think the G77 4 quad is something that could usefully be in this part because it's talking about mainstreaming. But what we would urge is to have the operative verb in each of these paragraphs being as action-oriented as it can be, and not just we reaffirm, we acknowledge, that sort of thing. There may be some scope to use words like, we are determined or something like that in relation to some of them, the paragraphs. That's probably some of the more detailed language towards the end of the section. I just haven't had time to go through, but that would just be my main point. Can we keep this as the vision and keep it as simple and short, the paragraphs as short as possible? Thank you.
Thank you, European Union.
Thank you, Co-Chair. Apologise, this may take a while because I have basically comments on it.